My name is Satoru Abe. I'm 91 years old.
Let's go back 70 years, okay?
Okay.
So. You were a young buck. What were you thinking at that time of yourself as an artist?
What year are you talking about? Okay, let me give you. 1958, I decided to be an artist. So I told my parents, I go to New York, I'm going to be an artist. And they were all for it, okay?
Wait now, how did you ever decide to be an artist? That is the furthest thing from people's minds,
yes,
especially men's minds, in the 1950s.
Well, basically, okay, for one thing, you got to wake up, okay? See, I don't know when I was born. I don't remember being born, okay? I know they're going to, you ask everybody, they're going to tell you they were born. I don't remember being born, okay? And I don't remember being alive until I was 10. And the reason I realized I was alive is I found out you die. I went to a funeral. Well, I went to somebody's house there. That's when I realized you people die. That's when I realized I was alive. And that's it. And after that, I slept all the way. High school, intermediate high school, and so forth.
You slept?
Yeah. Well, my eyes were half open.
Yeah, Hawaii was different those days.
Right? Yeah. Mm. And basically, there was nothing around, okay? So that's when, okay, I end up working for Derriman's, a day job. That was the best paying labor, semi-skilled labor.
What did you do?
Well, at one point I was cottage cheese assistant, but anyway, packing bottles, you know, container. In fact, they were the first company in Hawaii to paper cutting. I was, operating that. But, and then I worked there for 2 years, and just before that, I woke up. My eyes opened. I saw the light.
How? When?
The light said, are you going to do this the rest of your life? I said, no way. So all my friends, my co-workers, I told them, I quit. I'm going to the mainland, come in artist. That's all it is. That's the biggest thing. To start everything.
But how did you know to be an artist? Did you meet other artists? Did you love art?
The only art that I saw was at Academy. I forgot what. There was a painting called Yutangi, anyway. And the rest I made forward. Well, I took up art in high school. I was one of Shirley Russell's students. But anyway, that's all it is. And the rest is history.
Okay. So you just decided, I'm going to New York. Your parents supported you. Kind of crazy.
They didn't support me. I told them, I'm not worried, I'll send you money.
Oh!
I thought the street was, all you have to do is work. And there's money. But that's the beauty. Okay. The beauty is to be young, naive, and have a dream. That's all. That's all you need. You have to be young and with a dream. That's all it is. No, you don't need skill. Skill comes from any repetition of things, okay? And the rest you can time, yeah, you can learn everything. So, and at that point, if I can paint like Rembrandt, I'm an artist, okay? So when I went to New York, I went to Metropolitan Museum. I brought my canvas over there, a copy of Rembrandt's Head of Christ. And they put it in a bag that is copy, you know, but you'll never pass for original. But it's a policy of the museum. I gave that painting away, and today I sure like to see it. I thought I did a good job, Head of Christ by Rembrandt.
So you mean you arrive in New York, it's not like people are waiting for you. What, you took classes?
You know, my first day in New York, well, I had an address, Lower East Side, that I'm supposed to see. But I came in a bus from Chicago, and I arrived about 11 or 10 or something that evening. So too late to go look for the person, okay? So I went up the bus depot.
Oh, yeah.
On the 34th or whatever. So I walked over in Central Park. I think in the 7th Day West Side, I went over the wall and slept till morning. So that's my introduction to New York. My first. Okay, 1948, was relatively safe, New York. I never imagined what I'll be doing, you know, 20, 30 years. Now, looking back 70 years, I never imagined I did all those things. Unbelievable. Yeah.
How did the group of you end up over there? Who was it that was up there that time?
Well, the interesting, I have 1950, we're going end up in Gimel Sub Gallery with Kalakaua. I happened to have a show there because I had to have a show at the main library of my work, studio work, classroom. And I went over there to hang it up, and the librarian, the head librarian, you cannot show these nude paintings. And I said, why? So I said, oh, if I cannot show, then I'm not going to show anything, you know. You know, idealistic, so. So, Takeo Gima heard about it, so he put the show at his place in Waikiki. And Waikiki means Kalakau and Beach Walk. That corner, you know.
Today, I remember it there.
Oh. But anyway. And when I had that show, well, it wasn't gallery. He did restoration, okay?
Oh.
That was income. And so art supplies, and then whatever space, you know, show artwork. That was it. But that's when I got to meet for the first time now, Pompeo Akagi. He just came back from Italy, okay? Tadashi Saro came back from Pratt Institute, New York. Babu Chibo came back from Chicago Art Institute. And, of course, I go meet Jerry Okimura, but Jerry is Honolulu Academy alumni. And, of course, there was a guy, elderly guy, Isami Doi. That's how we got together. And
you met at that gallery. What? That's amazing.
Yeah, so later on we're going to Bunpei and I especially, we're going to open rent studio in Molili by Kuhio Grill, and Babo Chikubo and Tadashi going to have a gallery, Central Pacific Bank today on King and How old is street, I think.
Oh, okay.
Down there, right? They used to have a tavern, wooden structure, and they were renting upstairs. And every night about 9 o'clock, they would come. They would paint through the night and come. And so we end up at Kuhio Grill, which is 3-4 doors. And we ordered the first round of beer, and that's it. Mia Sangon take out all the beer, and the chef going to take out all the so-called leftovers, right? But
really, I mean, what was those? Do you remember those as the good days?
In that sense, yes. And
I mean, because you're all local guys, pressing art.
It's a kind of a rare happening, okay? Because right to that, and after that, there's a void again. No local group artists. There are a few people that come, and now today it's something else. So, and then we're going to end up at Bupe one day, going to say, oh, there's a house for rent after June, after students leave for the... So we're going to rent that house on Metcalf Street, you know. And from June to December. And I was doing part-time with Gamers Art Gallery, making frames. And John Gamers said, no, why not call it Metcalf Chateau? Okay. That's not the name. So 6 months later, we're going to vacate the place. So we're going to have a show there, okay? And I get some photographs. Jerry, the tuxedo and bow tie and all that, you know. And the academy going to come in, okay? LC Dance, I don't know if the name going to come up. She saw the show. And who is the director? I don't know. Foster, anyway. They say it's a shame that their show over there, so it's going to be moved to the academy. And that show going to be moved to the academy in 1 month. And academy, the front room now.
Really?
Today it's, no, it's a permanent academy.
I know, that's where they had the Impressionists all those years.
Yeah, and that. And the girl said there are some photographs that they're going to put in a book of that show I did. So, now, we had a reception. We had only, my guess is maybe 50 people came. And most of them are relatives. Even Tadashi's father happened to come. But all the years has gone by, I hear so many people say, I was there. And it's growing. Okay, now. And the only person who can say that, he's got to be over 85. You know. Well, younger than that, you know. And the older than that, the dieter. But.
So that show, who was in that show? That was like 1950 what?
Seven, right?
1957.
Yeah, okay. they're gonna have the show, right? Yeah, I can make in the abstract. Okay, they're gonna include all that. So, Bunpei Akaji, Tadashi Saru, Edmund Chan, okay? Yeah. Little known artist, you know. He's the one artist that I wish I could have given him a show at my gallery. He was a very emotional artist. In fact, I could meet him. He dropped in on Art Students League in 1949. He went to Alaska to work on the...
Salmon or something.
Salmon, the kind, right? And then he ended up... this part is... I shouldn't say it.
Oh, okay.
But very emotional guy, and
he's still around.
He died. Okay, he died, and I wish they put on a show. He did a whole daily journal, pen and ink drawing, you know, and then. His comment for the day.
Huh.
That is a fab. I think it's very valuable, very nice. I wish they do it. And I think I read one of the copy email, glanced through it. The penning is beautiful. Kamen is very nice too. Mm. One of the Kamen can say, Bunpei is the true artist. Satoru is a commercial. But you know, it doesn't matter to me. I know where he's coming from.
So he was in that show.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so who else?
There was Jimmy Parks, okay? He's not an artist in the sense, but he hang around, you know, with art. He had a printing company, a garment company. Yeah. Not a competition to Shaheen, but in the airport area, okay? So he used to come in almost always. Almost, he gonna be about 10 years older than us.
Oh.
And because of that, a lot of Korean girls used to come.
For that, you like it.
And one particular, you know, Korean, well, I guess lady, yeah, she could be. But she was talking about escort system, you know. And for me, I don't know what she was talking about. She was way ahead of the time. Hotel, there in a hotel escort.
Oh, jeez, well.
My enemy.
Side business.
And,
was Bob Ochikubo in it? Was,
yes.
Bobby Ochikubo was in that one. How about how about Harry? Was he?
No.
He was not with you guys.
Yeah. Harry at that point was in the Marines, I think.
Mm.
Or after that, he's going to Pennsylvania.
Wait, now, so this is before you went to New York or after?
No, this is the second time for me, yeah. We're talking about 57, right? Yeah. Because I went there 48, right? Came back. I went spent a year in Japan and came back, and then so 8 years later on.
Oh, okay. And then did you go back to New York after this Metcalf Chateau?
Yeah, we all went back.
Then that.
The only person left was Bunpei. Mm. So Bunpei carried the burden for the art, and they kind of pushed him around. Okay. Because art wasn't that popular, okay? So all these special town people or whatever can demand, right? You know, they like it this way or this much, or, you know, whatnot. So,
but so they wanted his art?
Well, yeah. Well, he made a lot of coffee tables too, you know, mosaic.
So tell me, what were you thinking that you wanted to go back to New York?
Hawaii was too limited, okay. To give you an idea, okay, 57, okay. But I was one of the lucky ones, so almost every year I'll sell about $2,000 worth of artwork, okay. If I joke about it and say, if I made $3,000, I'll probably never go back to New York, you know. But you know, we're talking about, you know, Hanayori Dango, that era, okay? And you know what it means, right? Today, man cannot live by bread alone. See, it changes everything.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
But even that, Hawaii has the potential, and said, yeah, that's why Joyce is making that Hi Sam, the gallery. And can be done. And my feeling is, give every serious artist a chance to show the play. And it will out by itself, right? If they sell, because it has to sell, right? It's not for show only. So, and I hope the one don't sell, they will improve themselves, you know, or make it sellable. No, that's what funny term. It's a lot of money.
Well, what kind of art do people like? What do they want to buy, Satoru?
That's the part. We have to look for new buyers. Okay? Well, my collectors have gone up to later. But we had, how many? We had about two times at the place.
You know, look, Satoru, this is for the artists today.
Yeah.
They need collectors. How did you build your collector base? How did you do it?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Yeah, got to go individual. It's too much to have. Okay, just to give you an idea, okay? I have over 20 collectors who has a minimum of 30 to 120, 30.
How do you explain that?
Okay. Zei Mukai in Maui, okay? He has the most, 130 work. He has every period and every medium, you know, sculpture, painting, company.
Oh, that must be a great feeling, Satoru. Because this person has preserved what you might not have preserved as well.
Yeah. And looking back, you know, if those things didn't sell, I probably won't make, right? We don't find more place, right?
Okay, so now you, look, how are artists going to make it today? The young artists in Hawaii, what is your advice for them today?
Well, today it's wide open, okay? We have a lot of activity, art-wise, okay? And still, a lot of things are just show, right? Okakako is show, no real collector. The thing is how we're going to attract collectors, new collectors, young collectors. They don't know how to start. Well, you know how the...
How do collectors start, Satoru?
That's what we got to figure out. Okay. And so, we'll try something. And once they get started, that's it. That is a disease.
Once collectors start collecting, they love it.
Yeah.
They discover a new world.
Yes. Very true. There's a lot of young people who has money. And we're talking about, you know, 1,000, 5,000 at the most a year buying artwork. And that will do it, right? But anyway, we're trying. And can be done, I think. I'll be happy.